Hello, I'm Lee Chantel, and this is The Power of Words. Today I'm going to recite one of my favourite singer-songwriter, Dahl Williams, her great song called The Christians and the Pagans, and Just in Time for Christmas. I really can't stand Christmas. I'm not religious at all, so I don't believe in what a large majority of people believe Christmas is for. I'm also against commercialization and buying rubbish that none of us really need, that we can't afford the planet to keep producing and just disposing of. But anyway, on a good note, Dahl has written an amazing song that you can find on her website, dahlwilliams.com. You can have a look on her YouTube page and see some videos, and on her website. And I've also done a version of Dahl Williams's The Christians and the Pagans on my YouTube site, which you can find at youtube.com/Lee Chantelle, which is spelled L-E-I-G-H-C-H-A-N-T-E-L-L-E. I hope you like it. And I would like to read this song to you, and I hope you have a listen to it, find it. It's a really amazing song, very witty, very amusing, and just the right way of writing as only Dahl can. Here you go. The Christians and the Pagans by Dahl Williams. Amber called her uncle, said, "We're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice. Now we need a place to stay." And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number 3. He told his niece, "It's Christmas Eve. I know our life is not your style." She said, "Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while." So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. And just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mum jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen. And it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. 'Cause now when Christians sit with Pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really? No, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers and saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the Pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able, lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold. Please look after yourselves. Have a cruelty-free Christmas this year. And try and get through the silly season. Have a great week and see you next time. Thank you.